and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, thank you for tuning in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in the Gospel of Matthew. First book in the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, verse number 16, is where we left off last time. The Lord Jesus has called his 12 apostles, the 12 disciples, 12 apostles, and has equipped them for the ministry that he's sending them forth to do, the expansion of their ministry, giving them the gifts of miracles and of healing, even to that of raising of the dead. He's told them what to take on this particular journey and trip. Take nothing with them, just what they wear, and take nothing extra, not even any money. He's talked to them about those that receive the scripture and the gospel and the preaching that they will bring forth, the ministry that they represent the Lord in. And then he's told them about what to do regarding the rejectors, and there's nothing for them to do regarding the rejectors. The Lord will take care of that. He says, shake off the dust from that house that does not receive you. Shake off the dust from that city that does not receive you. The Lord will take care of it in the day of judgment, and it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah, which was destroyed by fire and brimstone from heaven. It'll be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city, that house that has rejected you. He goes on here in verse number 16 and he declares, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You know, if we think about recruiting that different companies do to gain employees and recruiting that universities and colleges do to gain different ones academically and sports-wise. We think of athletic teams, professional athletic teams that recruit different individuals to come and play for their team. There's always a laying out of just everything that's rosy and wonderful and glamorous and great about the offer, about why we want you to come to our team or our company, all the good things that we're doing, all the blessing, all the good thing that it'll be to you, and we just want you to be part of our team. Here's what we're going to offer you. Here's what we're going to give you. Come on and join us. A recruiting pitch, if you will. Well, the Lord Jesus, if we took a look here at the recruiting pitch and the things that he's saying, we wouldn't be much attracted by it. And, you know, as the world looks on at the scripture and what the Lord says, it is not appealing unto the flesh and the world and the way of the world indeed. The thing is, as the Lord tells us the truth, and as he was rejected of men in the day of his ministry and when he came, became a man and accomplished his gospel, he was rejected, and the Lord tells us indeed his children will be rejected. We don't like rejection. We really don't want any part of it. But the Lord is honest with us, and he doesn't tell us that to discourage us, but it's just an honest reckoning and a soberness about being a minister, being a child of God, and working in his vineyard, that there will be rejection, and this world will not understand. But as the Lord, and as we read in the previous chapter, as the Lord had compassion upon the people that had no shepherd and were scattered, so we need to do so. We, as the Lord's children, are to do so, to have compassion on a lost and dying world. They are on their way to hell, and they do not know it. And their sin has separated them. Their sins have separated them from their God and Creator. And we need to tell them about that and show them and tell them that there is help and hope in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, I'm sending you forth like sheep in the middle of wolves. Not a positive thing that we would like to hear naturally, but the Lord tells us all of this weakness and all of this inability, all of this danger that the children of God and the people of God are subject to. It's so that the power of God might be worked and manifested in us unto his glory and his praise. and that we not be glorified, but that he be glorified in all things. That's the design. The ministry, the gospel, the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ is not accomplished by our power, our ability, but by the Lord's in us. And so we need to know that. He says he sends us forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. He says, therefore, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And so that is, that kind of lends itself to what we saw earlier. The Lord said, well, if they don't receive you, if they're not if they're not worthy, they don't listen to the message that you bring, well, then take them out and beat them up. Is that what the Lord says? No. He says, just let them be. Let your peace return to you. Shake off the dust and go on. There's no railing against them. There's no yelling and screaming at them. There's no a punishing of them. We just leave it with the Lord and go on to be wise as a serpent and be harmless as a dove. A dove just doesn't tear up anything. Verse 17, but beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And so the recruiting pitch, the pitch to try to bring us on, as I'd referred to earlier, the Lord's not making a pitch. No, don't misunderstand me. But he's telling them right now, he said, beware of men, for they'll deliver you up to their councils and will scourge you in their synagogues. They will whip you for my sake. He said, oh my, well, I don't want any part of this. The thing is this is a spiritual work. This is a work that is only engaged in by the power of God in the individual that has been saved and called. And so that's the compassion that needs to be shown to engage a lost and dying world. In our flesh, we want nothing, no part of it. But the Lord tells us the truth. He doesn't sucker us into his ministry and then we're surprised by things. But the Lord Jesus, he tells everything in advance. He said, they're going to beat you up, and you shall be brought, verse 18, before governors and kings for my sake. And so the Lord will use these things even to bring you to the leadership of the world, to be a testimony for him, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And so you are going to find yourself in straits and in trouble and with problems. But those things are going to work to get you in front of the people that I want to get you in front of. I'll work it. I'll use it. And you will manifest. You will show forth and declare a testimony of me even before governors and kings and for his sake. A testimony against them and the Gentiles, their sin and their wickedness and their wicked way, the righteousness of Christ and the necessity of a Savior that's only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. But when they deliver you up, verse 19, take no thought how or what ye shall ask, what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. And so the Lord says, don't premeditate when you're going to give an account before the governor, before the judge, before the magistrate, or whatever it is, whomever it may be. Don't be thinking in advance what you're going to say. I will give you what to say at that moment and in that hour. He says here, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And so there it is. We see that even told this sober truth of the ministry of the Lord, this calling of the Lord by the apostles, and even these things coming out and being so for the children of God, as people in his churches, the ministers, the preachers, pastors of the Lord. It's the Spirit within. The Spirit within is the one that has made the difference. That's salvation of the soul. It's by the Spirit of God within that we are made willing to endure such things for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the elect, of those that the Lord will save. And so, in adversity for the flesh, the people of God, the ministers of God are made willing, and it's the Spirit of God within that strengthens. It's the Spirit of the Lord that speaks unto the truth of the Lord before those before whom he wants it told. Verse number 21. The scripture says here, and the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. The Lord here is telling about what will happen amongst the Jews. He is also telling what no doubt has happened over the millennia amongst even just the saved of the Lord, Gentiles even saved. The strain that mankind, natural man, is put in because of the truth and the gospel and the witness of the Lord. The strain that he is put under because he doesn't want to be told the truth about his sin and his need of a Savior. These words that trouble a man so about his need of Christ and his sin condemning him to hell. The faithfulness of the children of God to the Word of God. And to the natural man, it just seems like folly. But to the one that is saved, the scripture says, it's the power of God worked within us. It'll become a division. It'll become a division in families. It'll become a division even amongst the children and the parents. You think about children and parents, and there's very little typically that could become a division between a father and a son, between a mother and a daughter. But the Lord Jesus Christ tells us in other places, he didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. A sword even in the households of the Lord's people. It's a thing that is grievous, and the reason it's grievous is not because of the Lord, but because of sin and the willfulness of man and the rejection that natural man has for the gospel and the truth of our Lord. He said, ye shall be hated, verse 22, of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. The perseverance of the saints. Those that the Lord have saved, those that have the Spirit within, they will persevere unto the end of this age, the end of the time of their lives. They will be faithful, a faithful witness of the Lord, until the day that the Lord takes them off of this earth, however that may be. Well, I see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.